This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Lunar New Year starts on Sunday, a very big deal in much of East Asia. So big, in fact, that factory production stops for weeks while workers visit their families. And that usually has big implications for global supply chains. Thing is, ain't nothing about our pandemic economy global supply chains that is usual. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more on that.
Businesses that import goods from East Asia are well aware that factory production tends to slow down this time of year, so they plan ahead.
If I know that I'm going to need some inventory in the beginning of the year, I try to make sure that I order that by the end of October.
That's Brandilyn Green. She runs a hair products company called Voice of Hair, and she gets a lot of her packaging from China. If she waits too long to order it, she says, she might be out of luck.
If you haven't gotten what you needed by the end of the year, you're probably not going to get it until like the second week of February.
But during the pandemic, that started to change. The past two Lunar New Years,
factories really didn't shut down as much, just because there was this, you know, almost insatiable demand from the U.S. consumer.
That's Jason Miller, a professor of supply chain management at Michigan State University. As a result, he says,
we had very high imports in the United States in February and March of 2021 and 2022, which is a very non-seasonal pattern.
China's strict zero COVID policy also prevented many workers from going home to celebrate the holiday, says Phil Levy, chief economist at Flexport.
Horrible that they didn't get to see their families and return, but it did mean that the factories were operational when they often hadn't been in the past.
China has been loosening up its travel restrictions, so Levy says factory production will slow down again. But ahead of this Lunar New Year, he says importers haven't been ordering as much.
And I think the real culprit is that you've got companies with lots of stuff in inventory already, and warehouses in many places are pretty full.
Companies have also been getting less reliant on China in general, says Weston Labar, chief strategy officer at the freight broker Cargomatic.
Due to the Trump-era tariffs, and then also COVID shut down many of those manufacturing centers, and the zero COVID policies made it almost impossible to get them to open back up in a timely manner. And that forced even more shippers to look elsewhere.
Places like South America and West Africa. If that continues, Labar says the disruptions that tend to happen around Lunar New Year might not be as big of a deal. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.